Highnesses, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, a very, very good morning on what is the first official day of World Government Summit here at Dubai Expo 2020. And the title of this session, Are We Ready for a New World Order? Well, the organizers here are nothing if not ambitious. This is, I think you will agree, a daunting subject for discussion at just after 9 a.m. on a Wednesday morning here in the relative calm of Expo 2020. But tackle it we must, because I believe what is clear is that we have hit an inflection point. We are certainly living in a unique age of uncertainty and volatility in global affairs. Whether you are from the global north or the global south, we have all collectively lived through the twilight zone that was the pandemic and the changes to our social, our digital, and our fiscal landscape that COVID-19 wrought. And just as the world reemerges from the pandemic, we are faced with the Russian invasion of Ukraine, which certainly feels like a transformative geopolitical moment. Coming as that does against a backdrop of great power struggles, the emergence of middle powers, of climate crisis, and cybersecurity challenges, the trend lines certainly seem to indicate a world headed in a disorderly direction. Is the US-led multilateral system created post-World War II to manage international relations so that the world would never again see and experience the same chaos and disorder of a world war? Is it anything like fit for purpose? And if not, what is the alternative? That is the purpose of this discussion today, so let's get on with it. His Excellency Anwar bin Mohammed Gargash is the diplomatic advisor to His Highness Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan. Fred Kemp is the president and CEO of the Atlantic Council. Dr. George Friedman is founder and chairman of Geopolitics Futures. And Dr. Pippa Malmgren is economist and former US presidential advisor. You are well served with my esteemed panel this morning. Will you welcome, please, to the stage? Excellency, are you ready for a new world order?
I think, Becky, the main problem is if you think of the technology is 21st century, 22nd century technology. What is happening in AI, what is happening everywhere, really, that will really transform and is transforming our lives and also transforming international relations. But I think the frame of thinking is still 19th century. I think this is one of the problems that we have in the international system. If you look, it's still about nationalism, it's still about state sovereignty, it's still about use of force or non-use of force. And I think this is one of the major issues as we try to bridge really what is mentally, governing international relations with the 19th century mode of thinking, but at the same time with technology fast ahead of us and the curve. That, I think, will be a major problem.
That's a very interesting perspective. Fred Kemp, your assessment.